Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Last week in the gospel story, we heard, "Have no fear, little flock. It is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." We also heard from Jesus things like, "Be ready. And where your treasure is, your heart will be also." Jesus was talking about the kingdom of God and encouraging us to both treasure that kingdom and share it as we are able to all we are able. Now, in the midst of all of that encouragement, Jesus was also reminding us that the kingdom of God can be disruptive. Jesus compared it to a burglar or a thief. I said it could have been like the Publishers Clearinghouse group coming with a prize for you. But what it is the kingdom can disrupt the status quo, the way things usually are. And in today's gospel story, Jesus is continuing to talk about that. But in today's gospel story, Jesus is using his prophetic voice. Now, this isn't a voice that predicts the future. It's not about fortune telling or prognostication. Jesus is using a prophetic voice, which means he is speaking a message from God. And this message reminds us of that disruptive nature of the gospel, the disruptive nature of God's kingdom to the world around us. Now, a prophetic voice can seem harsh and cruel. It can feel like we're being scolded. But I want us all to remember that it is Jesus who is speaking. And Jesus is the exact image of God and God's love in the world. And that Jesus is speaking prophetically, which means Jesus is trying to afflict the comfortable and comfort the afflicted. Today, Jesus talks about fire and baptism, about peace and division. Now, it all sounds harsh, and it seems to hit me right where I live, because family is really important to me, to most of us. And it seems as if Jesus is treating family very cavalierly in our reading today. Because it sounds like Jesus would gleefully wreck our families as he brings division. But the division that Jesus brings is the kingdom of God. It's the love of God. And Jesus is telling us that that can be disruptive. The division that Jesus is talking about is the division that happens when you know the love of God. You've experienced the love of God, and you're striving to share that love of God, and you run smack into the wall that is the expectations of the world around us, the expectations even of family and friends who really want nothing to do with the kingdom of God. Living the love of God toward people who don't want to hear it, who don't want to feel it, who don't want to believe it, can lead to arguments and squabbles and even more. I'm sure that we have all experienced in our lives people in the world who don't want to have anything to do with God's love. They want nothing to do with something that might cause them to think about someone else rather than just about themselves. Jesus wants us to know that this happens. Jesus wants us to be able to recognize it and be ready for it, because we can be the ones that bring division by bringing the kingdom. Truth be told, Jesus wants us to be able to recognize opportunities for the kingdom of God as easily as we recognize sunshine and rain. Jesus wants us to know, though, that even in the storms of life, even amidst all of that division that happens, that the gospel is really all about peace and care and long-term good. Because for every division, there is hope for restoration. For all the destruction, there is hope for rebuilding. The love of Jesus does not want to leave us cold and alone, which then brings us to the fire that Jesus was talking about today. When Jesus says, I came to bring a fire to the earth and how I wish it were already kindled, that could be a little bit scary. I mean, we have all watched in recent years the destructive power of wildfires as they race through communities, burning forests and homes with equal abandon. We've all gotten too close to a burner or too close to a flame, and we know the pain. Or perhaps you've even known someone who wound up in a burn ward and saw their pain and their distress. It's easy to hear Jesus threatening us, but if we hear only a threat, we forget that fire is also good. Fire brings us warmth and light. I don't like raw hamburger, even if my dad did. So I'm glad that we have fire to help us cook it. Jesus brings fire to the earth, but it is the fire of God's love, a fire that is warm and comforting, a fire of love to light our way, a fire of love that is contagious. That's the gift that Jesus tries to bring. Now, sometimes that fire can hurt and destroy. Relationships can be torn apart if one or the other wants nothing to do with grace or mercy or with the care and the comfort of Jesus. The blessing that we get to remember today is that Jesus is still with us to help us to restore, rebuild, to help us to continue to love and to strive on behalf of the kingdom of God. The world around us can be cruel, and we can all be foolish in our choices and in our decisions. The love of Jesus remains true, God remains faithful, and God calls us to be children. God wants to work with us every day to heal the divisions, to fight the fire, to speak peace of the Lord. Today, Jesus speaks to us prophetically. And now there are times when we sort of need that wake-up call in our lives, times when we need to be reminded that the world is seldom right and that God's love is true. And we are called to bring that love to that world every day. Here at St. John's, we have talked about vision, about God's vision. Now, God's vision is not filled with division, destructive fire. God's vision is about healing those divisions. It's about shining the gracious light of God's love all around us. It's about speaking and living peace, a peace that passes understanding. God's vision is about us showing God how much we love God by loving and caring for each other. This is what Jesus is encouraging us toward so that we can make God's vision into our daily mission. Amen.